Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excellent every single time. Major EC here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's jump right into it, Major. Let me offer up this perspective. If you were a Democrat last night, and you have been very hesitant, very skeptical. In fact, you were hopeful that at some point this year, Joe Biden would step away, that Joe would make some sort of announcement. It has been the thrill of my life to serve this country in so many different capacities. But at this point, even though I have the nomination, I'm going to step away. Considering his vigorous, forceful, and angry performance last night, I think that died last night. Do you concur?
I do. And the way that the speech should be viewed, I believe, and what I said on our CBS special coverage last night, is this was a base mobilization speech that had all the trappings of a State of the Union address.
Yeah.
Rank-file Democrats in the Senate and the House have been telling me and every reporter who would listen to them, Mr. President, will you just give me something? Give me something to deal with two questions I don't currently have answers to. Does the old guy still have it? Number one. Number two, what's the next 4 years the H about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Last night's speech was meant to give them serviceable, I'm not saying perfect or bulletproof, serviceable answers to both questions. Any member of Congress, any senator going back for town halls or scrums with the state or local media, is he too old? Hey, did you see that speech? That's all they got to say. That's good enough for them. It's good enough a placeholder for several weeks, if not several months. Hey, did you see the speech? He's fine. Come on. What are you talking about? They didn't have that until last night. And on mortgage, on labor law, on student loans, on abortion, on the future of military spending in China. They've got enough to check boxes. And that's what last night was about. There was a nominal couple of references to see if the Haley supporters are paying attention, but that's not what last night was about. Last night was about sending a signal to ill-enthused Democrats, get back in the game because he's in the game. And this whole conversation, which was always nonsense about him stepping aside or withdrawing, is over.
Is this his approach leading up to November? He's going on the road right away. You know, we've wondered when he would go on the road. He's going to multiple states the next few days. Mm-hmm. He has been someone as a senator who has worked across party lines, even as a VP did that. He cites CHIPS, infrastructure, where he worked with the other side. You absolutely nailed it. This was right to the base. I'm with you. I'm as strong as you need to be, and I will challenge not Donald Trump, but my predecessor. That's what we went with. My predecessor. Didn't say the name. My predecessor.
Yeah.
Is this him the whole way, or is he still going to find a way to say to the Never Trump Republicans, the Haley Republicans, the suburban men and primarily women. Psst, I know you might not agree with me on maybe 70% of the issues, but I'm a normal guy. I'm reasonable. Mm-hmm. I'm Joe. The other guy is one you can't stand. Come on over for me. Even if we don't agree on policy, we agree on decency, and you should be on my side.
Yeah, I think there'll be some of that, but most of that work, to the degree it's successful, will be carried out face-to-face by door knockers, people who are texting, people who are occupying the now multiplicity of Biden-Harris campaign offices being opened up this month in all the battleground states, something that the Trump and the RNC haven't even begun to do. The next 2 months will be crucial for the Biden-Harris reelection campaign, should it be successful in the rearview mirror. I predict to you this, Chad. If Biden wins, and I'm not predicting he is, and certainly the numbers don't suggest that now, but if he does win, March and April will be viewed retrospectively as the 2 months where that kicked into gear. Why do I say this? Because they are now doing this grassroots organizing operation throughout all their constituencies and opening offices in all the battleground states. And they have committed, we'll see if this happens, to a sort of campaign-style blitzkrieg of digital and television and high-dollar media placement ads to advantage themselves of something that the Trump campaign and the RNC currently don't have, which is cash in reserve. And I point this out because this is what happened in 2004. And this is important because that's the last time, Chad, we had a general election matchup clarified in the month of March. By mid-March of 2004, it was clear, obviously, President Bush was running for re-election and John Kerry had either gotten enough or was about to get enough to be the Democratic nominee.
Sure.
And what did the Bush campaign do in March and April? Blitzkrieged Kerry with defining negative advertising, softening him up to begin the campaign. Kerry did not respond. Fell behind, at least in perception, if not in numbers. When you have a cash advantage, you need to take advantage of it. Biden-Harris campaign has said they're going to do it. We will wait and see. But if they do and build the infrastructure on the ground while the RNC and the Trump campaign are desperately trying to catch up, and Biden and Harris wins, again, it's not a prediction, but if they do, these 2 months will be viewed as crucial in that process. And that outreach to the Never Trumpers, to the Haleys, Haley voters will be face-to-face, much more intimate, much more on the ground, reinforced nominally by the president's rhetoric, but that work, should it be successful, will be done there.
I'm a bit amused and bemused by a number of the supporters of the former president who are acting outrage because Joe Biden was angry last night. He was feisty. He was consistently contrasting his views with Trump, in particular MAGA. Sometimes it was mocking them and saying, this isn't a statesman. This isn't what we want. And I just say, have you watched Donald Trump? I mean, have you consumed any of his speeches, what he's saying our country's an embarrassment because of Joe Biden and we're laughed at? And have they watched him when he's talked about the other side as the enemies of the country? So if they want to disagree with Biden, they should, absolutely vigorously. But to act like they're the other guy is, yep. I mean, delicate.
Let me simplify this, if I could.
Yeah.
There was a commentarial thread last night that it was inappropriate for the president of the United States to be so political.
Yes.
That's an interesting word, inappropriate. I think January 6, 2021 was inappropriate, Chad.
Yeah. Just a minor
okay.
point.
Yeah. Let's just level set this, folks. Okay? Because as the president accurately pointed out last night, and I'm not going to ever get off this, ever. People who lie about the 2020 election and who try to erase the manifest violence that occurred because of the 2020 lies will not be let off the hook and should not be. You must be held to account 100%. To that for the remainder of your political career. And you don't like it. I understand that. You want to absolve yourself of that. There's one way to do it. Give a speech in public that you were wrong and that you told lies and you knew you were telling lies. Absent that, you're on the hook and you're not absolved.
I will not be holding my breath for any of those speeches. That would be dangerous to my health rather quickly. Let's pause. Come back with Major on the daunting responsibility that the opposition has in giving their speech. And then Katie Britt. And that was rather unique last night. I'll just label it that way. Major Garrett from CBS is back with us in moments.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Major is with us. Before I get to Katie Britt, can I just be honest? I'm a bit dismayed, and I just have to be honest about something. Dean Phillips on the show quite a bit. Breaking news on this show quite a bit, including exiting the race on this show. I thought this was my entree to the White House. I thought this was my time to head out to D.C. to the point where I had contacted the man in charge of your apartment complex. And as of February 1st, 2025, your butt was going to be kicked out. And I was moving into that complex. But now you're staying. I mean, now you're staying. I mean, I would have let you visit.
Walk around town with a sandwich board saying "Evicted by Chad Hartman." Please help.
Yes, yes. If you would do that now, I would love to see that. Anyone who's given this daunting and strange responsibility to provide the opposition response, and this, the GOP response to Joe Biden. Good luck to all of them, right? Because we've had moments. I think my favorite of late, until last night, was Marco Rubio and giving us like the head fake and going to the water repeatedly. That was rather unique. So Katie Britt, I told someone months ago, I thought she would be the vice presidential nominee. I really did. I thought she was a good fit, young, female, had offered up the right nodding and applauding to the leader, Donald Trump. And then last night, she gives a preview. She gives about a 10-second preview of what she's about to provide. It's normal. It's natural. It's comfortable. And then now she's at the kitchen table. And I don't know where you do it, because you and I both know they've tried it in empty rooms before. They've tried it in front of state capitals before. She's in the kitchen room as contrast. And Major, she's just trying too hard last night. She is just over the top. And again, I'm not saying it's easy because it's not. But what were your impressions last night?
So, look, I really avoid the theater criticism part of the State of the Union experience to the degree I possibly can. And I tried to articulate the political imperative of the speech the president gave last night. And last night, if there was a political imperative for Senator Britt, it was to please one person and one person only, Donald Trump.
Yes.
For the Republican Party right now, there's a lot of simplification. It doesn't matter what a governor or a senator or the Speaker of the House in your party as a Republican think about whatever you do. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference. It only matters if Trump likes it. If he does, you did a good job. If he doesn't, you didn't. Other appraisals, while meaningly possibly to you personally, have no political resonance whatsoever in the currently constructed Republican Party. So Senator Britt was speaking to former President Trump. Audience of one. We've heard that phrase again and again. It was clearly what was going on last night, and she got an immediate thumbs up on the former president's social media platform. So at that level, it succeeded. But to your point, I do think that there was a little too much actor studio method. Just a little overcooked, as directors
a little?
Might say.
Are you, yeah. You sure those are the words you want to use? A little? A little?
I'm trying to be generous and not stridently editorial. People will come to their own conclusions about it. One thing contextually about who Senator Britt is matters in this conversation. And I think it might have been one of the reasons or motivations to be a little hotter than she might have preferred in retrospect. Katie Britt was the chief of staff to Richard Shelby, senior senator from Alabama for many years, who rose to the position of head of the Appropriations Committee or the ranking Republican on the Appropriations Committee. Many Republicans, particularly MAGA Republicans, are deeply suspicious of anyone who writes spending bills, believing that they are just basically part of the deep state and spend money recklessly and always are in charge of the federal checkbook, and therefore there's something suspicious about them. They're not sufficiently conservative. They know too much about the money, and they know how to make things happen with money and penalize you or reward you, and there's something innately corrupt about that. And as such, as a chief of staff to someone in that vaunted position, Katie Britt is always going to be viewed, at least for the time being, by the MAGA world as suspect. She was a little late in endorsing Trump this election cycle. And I think last night she was bringing a compensatory attitude, not only to her words, but to her delivery. And that might have made it a little bit over the top. But again, people are going to come to that conclusion on their own. They don't need me to referee that. All I will say is the State of the Union now is much less about the actual speech given than the potential either benefit or deficit of viral moments. Biden had his viral moments. Katie Britt had hers. And that's where the second degree and third degree jousting over a State of the Union will occur.
We've got about 90 seconds left. If today, for what it's worth, on March 8th, you had to say he or she will be Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee, who is it as of today?
I'd say Kristi Noem.
Okay.
Now, I asked John Thune on our streaming coverage, pregame coverage, last night before the State of the Union. He's the Senate Minority Whip, number two in the Republican leadership, going to run to succeed Mitch McConnell. I said, is it likely that tonight in the House chamber, former President Trump's running mate can be found? He said probably, which means he thinks it's someone in the Washington crowd. I tend to doubt that. I think it's going to be someone outside of D.C., meaning outside of the House, outside of the Senate. And if you're looking in that realm, I think he had a 2.5-hour meeting with Kristi Noem about a week and a half ago at Mar-a-Lago. You don't spend that much time if you're Trump, if you're not interested. So I would say right now, and it's worth about 50 cents, maybe less, it's Kristi Noem.
We don't have time, but the Biden-Bibi-Netanyahu dynamic next week is going to be very interesting. And I know you'll be covering that extensively. Have a fabulous weekend, and I will see you sometime soon.
I hope so. I look forward to that very much.
Major Garrett, simply the best, and we're so fortunate to have him on. We had a very spirited dialogue yesterday with 5th District Congressman Ilhan Omar on Israel, on the Palestinians, on Hamas. I believe it is worth your time. Anywhere you get your podcast, check it out. Lindis Construction Time Check is simply this. Get a hold of Andy Lindis and get LeafGuard gutters. They are the absolute best. Do it right now at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.